This is the CompuSchmooze Podcast, episode number 32, for Wednesday, June 30th, 2010. As people move increasingly into virtual agencies and virtual teams across different companies, one of the biggest problems they face is figuring out when's a good time to have a meeting. Today on the CompuSchmooze Podcast, we'll talk with Mark Gingra. He's the founder of a company called Tungle that has a solution to the corporate calendaring problem. What time's good for you? That time is right now. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hi there, I'm Steve Lubetkin, host of the CompuSchmooze Podcast. Since 1996, I've been writing the CompuSchmooze Technology column in the Jewish Community Voice of Southern New Jersey, on the web at jewishvoicesnj.org. This podcast is a supplement to the newspaper column, and it lets my readers get behind the column to hear the voices of the people who provide us with our stories. Mark Gingra is the chief executive officer and founder of Tungle. He's a serial entrepreneur with a successful track record as a venture capitalist. Before founding Tungle, he was vice president of business development and product marketing for Nimcat Networks, a leader in peer-to-peer communications applications, until it was acquired by Avaya in 2005. Mark's been a venture capitalist at Innovatech Montreal, where he oversaw investments in a number of telecom and software companies. He's got a long track record in technology and an MBA from INSEAD, a master's in management sciences from the University of Waterloo, and a bachelor's in mechanical engineering from the University of Ottawa. He joined us by Skype from his office in Canada. Mark, thanks very much for joining us on the CompuSchmooze Podcast.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Mark, tell us a little bit about Tungle. How did it get started? And, you know, the question that everybody's dying to know the answer to, tell us where you got the name.
That's the question that everybody asks. It's true, and it's actually the question that nobody gets an answer for. We'll actually answer every question except that one. It's actually our name comes from, it's a corporate secret that only the Tungle team knows, actually. But Tungle, in terms of a company, what we do, has always focused on the same problem that we're trying to solve, which is the endless ping pongs of back and forth email to find a time to meet. That's the problem we try to solve. We did some research when we started the company and found that it can take 15 minutes to schedule a meeting, even if it's a 30 meeting with one person. Now think about it, like 15 minutes for 30, that's a 50% overhang. And with Tungle, we actually bring it down to 2 or 3 minutes, depending if you're trying to schedule a meeting with one or 10 people. So basically, that's what we do. We solve the pain of scheduling meetings, especially with people across companies and across calendar applications.
Now, of course, many people listening who work in large enterprise environments are probably familiar with calendar accessibility using tools like Microsoft's Exchange and Microsoft Outlook. How does Tungle differ from that, and how does it work with Outlook?
Yeah, very good question. So, calendar applications like what you mentioned, Outlook, Google Calendar, iCal, Entourage, Notes, they really are there to help people track their time. So think of it where I know I'm using my calendar to know who I'm going to meet, when I'm going to meet them. But in terms of helping you schedule meetings, yes, there are possibilities to share calendars within a company and so on. But at the end, it was really not built for people to schedule meetings. So think of a calendar, Outlook or Google Calendar as the noun, and think of Tungle as the verb, the scheduling service on top of it. So we work with all leading calendar applications out there, and I've named them pretty much all, but Outlook with or without Exchange, Google Calendar, iCal, Entourage, Notes. We have also a BlackBerry app if you're using a BlackBerry calendar. We also have an iPhone app. So you use the calendar that you always use that's imposed by your company or that you decided to use. And then you use Tungle on top of that to help you schedule meetings.
How does the technology actually work? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's actually pretty straightforward. So it's when you sign up to Tungle, which is a free service, you go to tungle.me, M-E. And you sign up to your free account. And when you do that, you are asked to pick an address, a URL. So for example, mine is tungle.me/mark, M-A-R-C. And so everybody gets to pick their URL. So that is what we call your own scheduling page, your own Tungle Me page. Now, what you then go through is a simple 2 or 3 step process to actually configure that Tungle Me page. So the first thing you do is you personalize it with your name, your picture, your company name, your title, your phone number if you want, your email address if you want. All this is optional, but you really get to customize it the way you like it. But then the second step, which to me is the most crucial and important part, which is also pretty straightforward, is you set the time that you want to make yourself available for meetings. So in other words, let's say you work from 9 to 5. So you can say, you know what, I'm available Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Or let's say you hate having meetings in the morning, so you only want meetings after 11 o'clock. So you say, you know what, I want meetings after 11 o'clock all the way up to 7 o'clock if you want. And Wednesdays, well, I work from home and I don't want meetings, so I'll take off my Wednesday. So you really get to customize it the way you want it. And then, and that's where the power of the integration with our calendar works, is you synchronize it with your calendar. Again, all the calendar that we support. And the beauty is it doesn't show your calendar on your page. Like, people will never know what you're doing, who you're meeting, you know, the detail of your calendar. They don't even see your free busy calendar. What we do is we use that calendar information. And from the times that you said you wanted to make yourself available, we automatically take out the times that you were busy in your calendar. So this makes sure that you're never double booked. So now when people want to schedule a meeting with me, instead of looking at my calendar, looking at my email, looking at my calendar saying, okay, how about Thursday at 4 or Tuesday at 1 and then going through the back and forth and then sending that to the person that wants to meet with me and then them saying, oh, that doesn't work, and then the ping pong starts. Well, instead of doing that, all I do is I say, go to tungle.me/mark. And there they see the times that I'm available. They don't see what I'm doing. They just see times that I've made myself available for meetings. They don't need to sign up to Tungle. You never force anybody to start signing up to a service that they don't want to. So they never sign up to it. Then what they do is they highlight times that they want to meet with you based on the times that you were available. Then you get an email saying, let's say Bob wants to meet with you. Here are the 3 times that are 5 times or 20 times that he's available to meet with you. You pick the time that's most convenient for you, assuming that you want to meet with him or her. And then it puts it in your calendar and they automatically get the confirmation that adds it to their calendar, even there if they're not Tungle users. So in a nutshell, that's what Tungle does.
So it sounds like it's an extraordinarily convenient and useful tool, Mark. How do you make money off the application if you're giving it away for free?
That's a very good question. So what we're doing is right now our focus as a company is to be the de facto scheduling service across companies and across platforms. So we're really focused on making sure we solve the pain of scheduling. So that has been – we've been at it for 4 years. I mean, at the end of the day, our competition is phone calls and emails, right? We need to be faster and simpler than someone picking up the phone or sending an email, going through the email back and forth. So our focus has been on that. Now, later on this year, we're going to be launching our premium services. So the basic product, what people are signing up to today, will always stay free. Now, what they will have the option towards the end of the year is to subscribe to some additional services. And what we're seeing is that Tungle is used a lot by business professionals that are meeting customers, like forward-facing people. It's used by recruiters, headhunters, admin assistants, consultants, and so on. And what we're seeing is that they are starting to have some additional needs above and beyond what is free today. And so what we're going to be launching is these additional capabilities that these specific segments are going to want to pay for. So, for example, salespeople that are traveling, they like to go from one meeting to the other, but they want to make sure that it allows enough time for travel between meetings. So the ability to have these automatic buffers will be something that we'll charge for. That's just an example of many.
Now, I know that from my own experience working in corporate situations that the trying to get people together for a meeting has been extraordinarily complex and painful, and having this kind of capability is particularly useful when you have people working virtually as we do today, working in virtual teams, working in virtual agencies where you may not all work in the same place or use the same email system or even see each other for long periods of time.
Agreed. It's definitely, that's where our bread and butter in terms of user segmentation is.
What made you come up with the idea for TangoMark?
You know, going through the pain myself, I've been involved with quite a few companies in terms of startups in the past. I had my first startup after graduating. Then I worked as a venture capitalist for a few years and was working with a lot of different companies and we're trying to sit on boards and just the pain of going through getting board members together to try to schedule a meeting. And then I was involved with another startup in Canada. And when we grew to about 8 people, it became a pain to start scheduling meetings between each other. So when we looked around of different solution, the only thing that was available, and again, it only helped people share calendars within company, was something like an Exchange server. And that was pretty expensive. It was like $500 per person, which is very expensive when you're a startup and so on. So we looked at that and there was really nothing else, but because we were focused on our business, we didn't have a choice but to implement an Exchange server. And so when we sold that company in 2005, I helped with the transition with our new acquirer. And after that, I was, you know, off to my own objectives. And I was like, okay, what do I do now? And I remember this problem that we had with all the startups when I was a board member, also as an investor and so on. So I said, you know what, this is a pain that hasn't been looked at, that hasn't been solved. Even the way people are doing it today, I think is wrong in terms of looking at it, in terms of calendar sharing. And it especially doesn't solve the pain across companies. So let's attack this problem and solve it once and for all.
Tungle also allows people to vote as a group on which date is best, which time is best for all of them. Talk a little bit about that capability.
Yeah, so it's pretty powerful. So let's say I want to schedule a meeting with my board members. So 4 other people that are very busy in all different companies, one of them using Node, the other one's using Outlook, the other one's using Google Calendar, the other one's using his BlackBerry, like everybody's on different systems. And so the way it works today, and they, you know, of course they're all Tungle users, but assume that they're not Tungle users. So what I can do is in Tungle, start proposing multiple times for a meeting. So let's say I want a board meeting to happen. So I'm going to say, all next week, I'm available from Monday to Friday, let's say from 10 to 12. Or the following week, it's only Thursday or Friday because I'm traveling the first few. So I start to propose as many times. It could be 50 times as it could be one time. It doesn't really matter. You just paint in your calendar. It's literally taking your mouse and dragging over in your calendar all the times that you want to propose. Then what happens is Tungle will send an email to the people you're inviting to the meeting, in this case, my board members, with a link in it that says, hey, Mark wants to schedule the next board. It's a 2-hour board. Click here to see the times that work for you. Click here to set the times that you're available for this board. So what they do is when they click on that link, it brings them to a page. Again, they don't need to sign up where they see all the times that I've proposed. Now, we do a few things that are pretty interesting. Let's say some of my board members are in a different time zones. We automatically detect that and show them the time in the time zone that they're in. So you don't need to go and figure out which time zone the person's in and all that stuff. So they see the times that I propose, and then they go in there and they propose all the times that they want to make themselves available for a meeting. And so as the one starts putting the time, the second one does it, and so on, and it starts converging, and you start seeing a time that's common for everybody. Now, what's also cool about Tungle is, let's say I had proposed my entire week, right, from 10 to 12. Now, someone calls me and says, hey, Friday, Mark, I'd love to meet with you for this other meeting. So I put it in my calendar. Now, because I'm no longer available on Friday, let's say from 10 to 12, when my board members get to the page on the times that they're trying to select, it will automatically take out my Friday, because Tungle is intelligent enough, and we call that dynamic availability. So this way, I'll never get double booked, right? And so in a nutshell, that's how it worked. We have all of this ability to reschedule and to propose some new times and change some of the location and all that good stuff. But in a nutshell, that's how it works. At the end of the day, we try to make it as simple as possible for people to get going. And as they have more specific requirements and specific needs, they can actually drill down and do some more customization to it.
Mark, any other enhancements or future developments, product platforms that you can talk about?
Yeah. So we have an iPhone app and we have a BlackBerry app, and they're pretty cool. So I invite people that are mobile, and business people are often mobile, to try it out. They're free apps and they work really well. We're getting really good reviews on them. But what I did want to mention is what we've seen is that Tungle is spreading really rapidly between with people, and especially people in the same organization or with groups of colleagues or clients that you meet quite often. And so I start getting my own Tungle Me page, and you get your own, and everybody gets their own. And then what came back was that people were saying, hey, you know, we all have our pages together. How can we see the common availability of everybody without having to propose multiple times and getting people to, you know, highlight the times that they're available? Is there a way at a snapshot I can see everybody's availability? So we said, yeah, sure, let's do that. So for example, let's say your page was Steve, tungle.me/Steve. So what I can do is type in the address bar of my browser, tungle.me/Mark, Steve, whoever else I want to add, you know, Jonathan, whoever. And what it does, it gets to a page that shows the group availability of everybody. And what's the beauty of it is you can be a Google user, the other one can be an Outlook user, I can be a Mac user. It doesn't really matter. It shows the aggregate availability. So in a one shot, I can see when everybody's free to meet, all people in different companies and so on. So that we've recently released that. It's working really well. It's getting extensive, beautiful reviews on it. You know, we're just going to be enhancing on that. We're a small team, but dedicated to solve the pain of scheduling meetings. We're 23 people in Canada, and we're having a blast at it.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you being with us on the podcast today.
Thanks, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the CompuSchmooze podcast. If you did, please tell your friends, or better yet, send them a link to the program so they can enjoy it themselves. If you have comments or suggestions about our programs, please email me. The address is steve@CompuSchmooze, CompuSchmooze.com. We'd also be pleased to receive audio comments. If you'd like, you can send us an MP3 file to that address. Or if you'd like, call our podcast comment line. In the U.S., it's 856-861-6146, and that'll work for Canada as well, all over North America. And you can call us in the U.K. at +44 020 7193 6146. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on the web at professionalpodcasts.com. This is Steve Lubetkin. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.